Okay, so wir kommt Sommer hey. We were talking about forgetfulness. And there you have it. I remembered where we were. Can't remember. We were talking about shichacha, the enormous benefits. People don't use the ma'ayin book at all. People don't usually meditate or deeply think about something called shichacha. It's an aberration. It's something we daven we shouldn't have. We beg Hashem that we should be able to remember things. We don't see the benefit of this thing called shichacha. It's a real living entity. So let's see. But to Ellis Shayes Bashikho he kuf samachay. Ayodam Shru Tommy Batsus. If there wasn't a thing called Shikho, a person would be continually drowning in misery. But some simple isamusugelis lasirchai. No amount of simcha would ever be able to distract him from his misery. He would never be able to enjoy anything that should sameach him when he remembers all the tzoros that he's been through, going through. And he will never ever be able to find any hope or tranquility from somebody who hates him, or somebody who showed him once hatred. Or somebody that he hates or he's got anger with, because he can never forget why he's angry. And so he's terrified of the Nakoma. Bore, come and see. When he says come and see, as opposed to come and hear, I believe he's saying it's obvious. A person was given memory, zikaron, v'shichacho. And they are opposites. You have a thing called memory, you remember things, and you also forget things. How do those things work together? They're opposites. But let's try and understand what's going on here. Remembering things is very important. But there's an enormous chesed wired into the bria that you forget as well. If you had alive with the same intensity all the time, every Torah you ever went through or shared with somebody else or encountered or are aware of, you're living through the Holocaust now all the time with the same intensity you did when you went through Auschwitz. That's it. It's game over. Nothing would ever. Person said, Shiver Rahman and Litzlan. That feeling, that memory never goes away. He's always stuck in Shiva. An enormous chesed that we forget. But it's also important that we remember. You don't want to forget certain things. The person has to use these two tools very, very selectively. In Shara Bechina, you see the enormous chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the chokhmah of the Borei Olam, that this thing called shichacha. It's something you don't want to forget. You learned something yesterday, you don't want to forget it. Some things are wired into the system. Other things we work on. If you don't want to forget what you learned yesterday, do chazara.
When something bad happens, obviously it almost dwell on its own over again.
Correct, but time heals, as they say. Eventually, the system, the wisdom, the chokhmah of the Borei Olam reduces the intensity of those memories, and they fade into the background. So you have place to carry on living your lives.
Okay, going to defend.
I said that. There's certain things which you have to work on not to forget. There's certain things that you forget automatically. On the yahrzeit, you're not supposed to forget. You're supposed to remember. Nachon? You don't want to forget the Yahrzeit. Remember the Yahrzeit. But you want to be living the whole year sitting shiver. You want to move on. I don't know if it's the sixth parsha. One second. I don't know. Again, I don't know if it's the sixth parsha or last sixth parsha. Then you've got to find it. You have to own this. Throwing it into the parsha takes it away from me. One second. I agree it's the sixth parsha. It's very nice to be rise from the Torah. But I'm not trying to learn too much now. I'm trying to get inside my kishka and see how this works for me. So if I zorek it onto the parsha, then it's just got nothing to do with me anymore. If you get that, you get it. Sorry. When I hear an idea and I automatically mechaber to the parsha, that's lovely. That's bina. That's your bina working. But I'm not trying to do that now. I'm trying to own a certain wisdom in myself that I see the Kodesh Baruch Hu functioning in me, and I want to be able to own that. And hopefully translate that into a Koros HaToiv. That's the next step of Shara Bechina. But if I go to the parsha now, then there's not my problem anymore. I just direct this onto the parsha, and now I'm part of it. You get it? Once you've looked at it, absorbed it, owned it, you go to the parsha. He does it all the time. He brings strings of tzuki. But that's not my first reaction. Oh, that's the parsha. Oh, good. So now it's not me anymore. The work I needed to do before I went to the parsha just got lost. And this is the workshop. Sorry. Anyway, what to think about if you want to go there? It's an amazing thing that we forget. Unbelievable. Why would you forget something like the trauma that you experienced? Why would you forget that? By the way, it works for good as well. The simcha you felt when you stood at your son's bris, that simcha needs to be worked through. It also gets forgotten and wears out eventually. No one's walking around on cloud nine the way they were the day of the birth of a child, or when they stood under the chuppah. Where happened to that simcha? Why don't the good times last? You know, that's also why the certain person has to go back and dredge that up. There's a shichacha there as well. You have to know how to use these tools. These are powerful tools. You have to use them. Know how to use them. Anyway. Achakach is born in the middle of Sabusha. Sham nosna rakla adam. And cats. We're supposed to learn busha and sneers from a cat, no? Shlomo Melech says, no. Had the Torah not been given, you would have learned sneers, bullshit from a cat. How great is this chashivas? One of the three characteristics of a Jew, a pusher. Wow. Look how much benefit and help it gives you. Boys run away from Busha. Who wants to be embarrassed? Who wants to be shamed? We think that's something bad. Who wants that? Who wants to be embarrassed? You feel shamed. Puff it off. And now he's telling me, the cost of the thing. If you didn't have it, you would go buy it because it's so useful. Look at this. You'd be a horse at best if you didn't have busha. You would never take visitors into your home. You would never keep a promise. You would never. I'm just telling you what he's saying. Astounding, eh? My pleasure. Okay, let's see. Let's just get the words down first. Veloma malim bakoshi would never fulfill a request. Velogayim lim chesed. Wow. You would never do chesed, and you would never hold yourself back from any sin. When you're doing a veira, you know why? You don't have busha. When you're not doing chesed, because you don't have busha. When you don't keep your promises, you don't pay back your debts, you don't fulfill requests because you don't have push. Wow, I thought it was extrapolation. That's what I thought. I didn't realize that, but Busha, Mazakesha to Busha. Ad kedei kach godol koyach habusha. No, we know Busha's bigger. I'll show you now, but never actually. Busha means embarrassment. It's a simple translation. Boish, Busha. Let's see. Shehaba b'mitzvah z'atayin m'kaymin rak machmas habusha. Many of the mitzvahs that we do only because of Busha. Ki lulei habusha, Rav bnei Adam lo ayu mechabdim afilu es horayim. Had it not been for this thing called Busha, you're right, Mark, we have to get a decent translation for Busha. It could be you close. I don't know. Let's see. You wouldn't even mechabed your parents. The culture can't bnei Adam achayim. You certainly wouldn't honor anybody else. You would never return a deposit that someone gave you. You wouldn't hold back from Averas. People that do these terrible things that we just mentioned. That only happens after a person removes from himself this filter of Busha. They didn't feel Busha and they didn't know Klima. There's Busha and Klima. The one is a Busha internal, when there's a stereominal bay in you that causes Busha. And then there's Busha because of what other people think of you. I can't remember which one's which. Busha is the one and Klima is the other one. I don't remember which one's which. Void nema v'lo yodeya oval boishes. You didn't know boishes. There's a Malbim on Megillas Esther. This is Purim Torah, but we're after Chanukah, so we can start getting ready for Purim, I guess. It needs a lot of time to get ready for Purim. Purim requires a lot of work to get ready for Purim. Achashverosh had a problem. He wanted a malchus she'in mugbeles. He wanted to be able to do whatever he wanted. Achashverosh, you know, was a usurper. He didn't inherit the throne from his father. He wasn't of royal blood. He was a stable boy, I think. Whatever. He was a lowlife. And he, by marrying Vashti, usurped the throne. When you're a king, because you're a king, you're bound by the rules of kingship. There's rules, what a king can do, what he can't do, what he can take from the oitzer, what he can't take. There's rules. The king can't just do whatever he wants. There's kingship has its limitations. When you usurp the throne, you conquer the throne, there's no limitations. It's the malchus she'einu mugbeles. You do whatever you want. I mean, he had one problem. Busha. Busha is a very powerful tool. You know, your Yetzer is very strong. Everybody know that? Your Yetzer is very, very strong. What's the most powerful tool against your Yetzer? Busha. A person is in the fire, burning fire of about to do an Avera. Fire burning, he can't. Ulayah, Zeno, Nigma, he's been beating his mama's, and there's an account of nine. And somebody walks into the room. Boom. What happened to that Avera? What happened to the Yetzer? The embarrassment took care of the Yetzer. Gone. Busha is a very powerful tool. The Jewish people represent that in the world. The Chashverosh had a problem. Paul's man, the Jewish people exist, and this thing Busha exists in the world. Hitler, by the way, had the same problem. He wrote about it in Mein Kampf. Paul's man, the Jews live. I can't do whatever I want. We can't be barbarians because they bring consciousness to the world, conscience to the world. That was his problem. He wrote about it in Mefurish, in Mein Kampf. The Jews are a problem because they make me feel bad when I do things that I shouldn't do. The Chashverosh didn't want that. So who's the best person to help you take care of Busha, because there's something that's stronger than Busha. Watch. The Yetzer is enormously powerful, yes? Busha can wipe out the Yetzer. What wipes out Busha? Lectonus. Lectona. No, it's not enough. Not enough. Not enough. You're in the throes of an aveiri to be the biggest balgaiva. Somebody walks into the room, Bushka takes care of that aveiri. Lectonus.
What?
Lectonus.
Is that over tongue?
How'd you, one second. How'd you translate lectonus?
Folly. Or frivolity, yeah.
Frivolity. The opposite of conscience. You just don't care. You do whatever you want. To make everything large, you make a joke of everything. Joke. Everything's just a big joke. Nothing matters about anything. You'll appreciate what I'm telling you now. I was a kid. I must have been 6 years old. Downtown Pretoria. My grandfather had a store. It was a big tumult outside. Police, whatever. We ran outside to see what was going on. There was a guy walking in the street without a shirt. Without a shirt. The cops came and arrested him. Kapsuta. I remember it like yesterday. And not a black guy. Because you could wear a shirt and get arrested if downtown Pretoria if you were black. You weren't allowed to walk in the streets. A white guy walking the streets without a shirt. They arrested him. Put him in the van and took him off. Why? Must be in the store. I'm walking around without a shirt in the street. Try and explain that to your kids. I haven't even tried. I haven't even told my kids that story because I think I'm nuts. That's the way life used to be. A goy walks in the street without a shirt. He must be a mishugana. Crazy. The goyim understood that. There was a mid of bush in the world. Today, there's no bush in the world. There's no bush in the world. There's nothing. Why? Because Lexonus has taken over. There's no bush. The HR is free reign. Who's the biggest lakes in the world? I'm a lake. Lace is pesi. So they'll coin the term the Torah wants to serve. He's a late, he's a joker. There's more to late than just being a joker and being frivolous or whatever. It goes deeper. But that's the avoider. Bush is a very powerful tool. If you know how to use it properly, he tells you without Busha, everything's mutter. The barrier between us and being behemoths is a thing called Busha. Without Bush, you got nothing. By the way, what are clothes? What's the Hebrew word for clothes? Levush. Yeah, beged. There's beged, and there's another word called levush. That's all say lebush. It's to take care of the busher. After the chet, there's a certain busher in being naked. You're supposed to feel. If you would go to the mikveh, we've been learning the halachas recently. You go to the mikveh, and you come out of the mikveh, and someone's taken your trousers and left keys. So, okay. Discussion, can you use it? Can't use them, but according to the psak that says you can't take these trousers, what do? So you walk outside the street. You could do that. Yeah, lots of poshut. You'd sleep in the mikvah until somebody comes. You don't have your cell phone with you, whatever, because it's in the trousers. But you understand the problem. We have a natural butcher. You have to know how to use that properly. Because without that, look what happens. It's mama's skin yet. That's what Chashuresh made a deal with Haman to get rid of the Jewish people. Then we can do whatever we want. No bush or nothing. There's a Malbim. Have a look at the Malbim, the beginning of the beginning. He explains this whole concept. Mamash, amazing. Okay. Look at that. The thing called bush. Where did that come from? Who invented that? Moed yesh lit paleh. A person can be awestruck, astounded by the depths, the greatness of the chokhmah of the boyrish. Hashem gave you a nature, teva, to be mitbayesh. We try and get rid of that feeling. You know, you get a psychologist to take away the guilt. Do whatever you want, just I don't want to feel guilty anymore. So the psychologists are trained to take away your guilt. That's what they do. Look how much benefit is in Busha. It's a precious, precious tool. Wow. And other benefits that haven't been mentioned. What's fascinating, even more fascinating, we have this inbuilt natural Busha, unless you destroy it, from people. But you do not have a natural butcher from the boira who's looking at you all the time. Oho. How's that for genius engineering? Hashem wires into the system a pulcher from Adop, which is a very powerful tool. Don't belittle that. Don't get rid of it. Grow it. Build it. But he never gave us a natural pulcher for Kodesh Bof. Nifla, no? If you just think about that.
Well,
it's not like it's a nes. It's a miracle. Nes.
It's working. It's not conscience that Kodesh Bof look at him. It's not work. The people, it's automatically you see.
Yeah, but why did Hashem do it like that? Give me a natural pusher to be in Hashem. You know, I'd be a tzaddik. If I would be embarrassed with the consciousness that Hashem's watching me every second, I'd be a tzaddik. I'd be great. I'd be perfect. Well, Mabaya, who does? No, you don't get that automatically. V'tama dovahu, k'dei shelo yavod esaber tachas lachatz habusha. Hashem doesn't want to force you to serve him because of busha. The force of busha. And then Hashem won't have to pay you reward for the avodah you did because you were kofui. Hashem wants you to have bechira. If we would feel the full force of busha you're supposed to feel, because the Kodesh Baruch who's watching you every second, you wouldn't have bechira. And then Hashem wouldn't give you the reward. And the only reason he created the world was to give the reward. Yes. That you don't have it from Hashem. And then he calls the Ashley Spalit to be astounded, amazed. If you wanna be boichen into the sugya called Busha, there you'll find the unbelievable depths, the wondrous depths of Hashem's Chokmah. You won't serve Hashem because of Ritzoy Natoiv. We have to come to this ourselves. You want to get to this busha. You want this busha. You want to minimize your bechira through your avoider. How do you do that? By meditating on the enormous, enormous reimimus, the awesomeness of Hashem. That's all the Musa Svarim. That's the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. That's the avoider. Bushu v'chlomu midracheyem beis Yisrael. Bushu v'chnima. The internal busha of the steer that we have and the external busha from external forces. Nifla v'noyla. We live in a world, you have to understand, the world is so far from this. So, so far from this. You know how hard it is to... Wow.
We want to
do bills. To do whatever you want. Yeah. No accountability. That's another problem. Yeah, that's another problem. It's another problem. Everyone does it. Yeah, that's the biggest problem. Everyone does it.
No busha.
I'll tell you something. If everyone does it and I do it, even a good thing, that's also treif. If you're doing a good thing because everyone else is doing it, it's also treif. Because if all you're doing is what other people are doing, eventually you'll do what other people are doing that are not the right things to do. There's nothing wrong in learning from other people, and there's nothing wrong in doing what other people are doing, if it's a good thing. But if you're doing it because they're doing it, it's not coming from your own internal understanding that it's the right thing to do. It's treif, 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 treif. There's no hechsha more treif than, but everybody eats there. I was in Yerushalayim the other day, and we wanted to go for a cup of coffee. I was with somebody. So they said, let's go to the coffee shop. I said, what hechsha has it got? No, it's got a very good hechsha. Where is it? Everybody eats there. So I know that hechsha already. So I walked in and had a look, and it's nishkin hechsha. Not even a bad hechsher. It's not a hechsher bichlal. You go look who signed the hechsher. Nishkin hechsher. But everybody, and there were mamish, a lot of whatever you want to call from looking people sitting there and whatever. So I know how to eat in a place like that. I was mitlabeding if I should because of Morris Ein or what, whatever. It does have a hechsher, so it's not Morris Ein. Well, whatever. I was a bit mitlabeding to other whatever because I know how to have a cup of coffee in a place like that. I don't have to be that worried. Check the bolt kosher. What else do you have to be worried about? I'm just saying. Yeah, but everybody drinks, everybody eats there. So what? So everybody. It's doing things because everybody does it. It's treif, treif, meyach, who's treif.
On the other hand, that's why we live in a community like spreading community, because it lifts us up. We're in a place where we're influenced by everyone around us.
Really, Rambam Sham Avi in
sorry, that time. The big Peter Miller always lives somewhere.
Mother.
Just saying, and being in pure pressure in the right.
Yeah, let me show you a Rambam. What you're saying is the Mefurish Halacha in the Rambam. Mefurish Halacha, the Rambam is the Halacha Sefer, no? The Rambam is the Halacha Sefer. The Rambam in Perech Vav, Hilchas Deyas Halacha Aleph. This Rambam contains within it some scary things. For the light hearted, you want to leave, go now. One stay, brave guys. Derech Briyoser. I used to bring this once a week. I haven't brought it enough. Derech Briyoser Shela Adam Liyos Nimshach Bedeyosov Ubemaisov Achareov Vachaveroiv Venoeg Kaminag Anche Medinosoi. Well, Hashem, we don't have a lot of time, so I'm not going to get into this. Getting on a roll, there's a lot you can learn here. Let's translate it. It is the Derech, the way of the Priya. Means you can't change it. For a person to be drawn after in his dayas, in his hashkofas, in his thoughts, and in his deeds, after his friends, and he conducts himself kaminag anshe medinosoit. He will be drawn after the way people conduct themselves in the place where he lives. Leficha, tzarich adam litchaber letzadikim. If a person needs to hang around tzaddikim, uleyeshev etzel hachachomim, and to go sit by the wise people, tomit, kidei sheyilmed maaseihem, to learn from them their deeds. V'itrachek min harishoyim ha'olchim b'choshech, and keep yourself very far away from the rishoyim who walk in darkness, kidei shelo yilmed min maaseihem, that you won't learn from their deeds. And he quotes Shlomo, etc., etc. What happens if you're living in a place where people are ashamed and they're not going the straight way? So pack up and move somewhere else. You've got neighbors doing all sorts of stuff. They don't know Mark of Osa Balama. Go move to another neighborhood. If you can find somewhere. Rambam talking. And if all the places where you could go to are also not good, there is a good place where you can go, you just can't get there because there's wars or because people, there's sicknesses there. Yoshev levodo yechidi ke'inyan shenema yoshev bodud v'yodom. Lock your door, live alone. The people of the Medina won't let you just live alone and do what you want and be on your own serving Hashem. They want you to be like them, the Yabonim. They're going to let you do your own thing. They're going to drag you out of your house and they're going to make you do what they're doing. Then you have to go to the caves and the midboros. Used to be the midboros, used to be the yeshivas. Today, that's also not so poshut. Kenyan shenema miyit nenu b'midbar molon orchim. David HaMelech in Perik Nunhei begs, who will give me just a place where I go live in the midbar alone, away from people? I want to. It wasn't because he was an introvert or a hermit, it's because he was being badly influenced. So the stereo one I just said.
Yeah.
There's a nature in the law that a person is influenced by where he is. Influenced by where he is. Therefore, you have to make sure that you've got a place where your influences that are coming in are good. But I'm not doing what I'm doing because he's doing it. I'm being influenced by my environment, but I have to own what I'm doing. I have to use my Bechira correctly. If everybody's doing something doesn't make it right, even if it turns out afterwards that it was right, I have to do it because I made a cheshbon for myself that it's the right thing to do. We learn from other people. You're supposed to. That's why the Rav davens on the Mizrach. He's setting an example. Watch how he davens. Watch how he wears his tefillin. The people that wear their tefillin here. You go to the room, you tell them, why don't you speak to them? He said, they see I'm wearing my tefillin here. Why don't they notice? Well, they look. I learn from the Rav. That's why he stands up there. The other reason why he has to stand up there as well. About learn from the tzaddikim for sure, not saying not. But if you're doing it because everyone's doing it, you're in trouble. That's another problem. That's Dorkum and Achilles. The government makes laws based on what people want to do.
But
it's a question.